They start out as good people. They're looking for something, and if they can't get to the real thing, Satan give them a substitute. All right. That's where most cult come from. That's where strange doctrine come from. Now, not to belittle anybody, but right here in the city of Baton Rouge, they held a dead body a long time, saying they were going to raise it from the dead, and it never happened. It was just trying to flow somewhere where it wasn't flowing. And then I had it, I'm not knocking anybody, but then I had one day I came to my church, all was all on the door. And my people had all on their hand, the door had all over it, because they thought that they had a supernatural manifestation going. But you don't go have nobody come put all on another man's door. Amen. So I told them, I threatened them. I said, put some more all next week. I curse everybody who put all. All the doorknobs was clean next week. So you get over in strange things. You're substituting for the supernatural. You see, if you know you should be somebody, if you know you should be somewhere and you're not there, you're going to try to make up for it if you don't know how to act in your right position. And so the church have been starving for miracles, starving for signs. Starving for wonders. Plenty of doctrine, plenty of teaching, but no evidence. And you see, when revelation knowledge starts flowing, it reveals God and it releases God to do things out of the ordinary in our midst. Many Christians we have suffered for years for nothing really, for ignorance sake. And now the Lord want to reveal his glory in our midst. I remember we were preaching along the line in the Word of Faith camp. And we came, my father was training me not only as a pastor, but he was training me as a prophet. I know that. And we talked about the anointing within and the anointing upon. The anointing within, the ability of God within a believer by the Holy Spirit, and then the ability of God upon a believer by the same Holy Spirit. Now, when it come down to the glory, we have not known much about the glory. We know a whole lot about faith. We know a whole lot about confession. We know a whole lot about waiting. We know a whole lot about, praying for people, laying hands, all of that right now, don't get me wrong. But there are other dimensions in the spirit realm. And I think we left one of the major dimension out, God himself. He want to do something about my situation. He want to do something in the church that the world system might know there's a God in Baton Rouge. And so we am, in our feeble way, to yield to the Holy Ghost that he might be able to bring forth in our midst what he desired to bring. Yes, sir. Now, I'll tell you about the anointing within. And you see, we have an anointing abiding in us, for it's John 2:27. Yeah. We need no man to teach us, the anointing teaches us. Right. And then, for it's John 2:20, say we have an unction from the Holy One, didn't it? Yes, sir. And then Jesus explained his ministry in the eyes of the people in Luke 4:18, he let them know that the Spirit was upon him. Right. And he told about dealing with the broken heart. And a lot of people have broken hearts. Yeah. Not only broken bodies, but broken heart. People have been hurt some various ways, hurt by other people, hurt by family members, just hurt by jobs, just hurt. And they need ministry to it, because with a broken heart, you can't move like you need to move. A broken heart is worse than a broken leg. Yes, sir. You can drag that leg, but that heart, it just hurt when you've been abused and misused. And and you're hiding and nobody know about it. But a strong word, riding piggyback by the anointing, riding piggyback by the glory, can clear that heart up for you. In the glory, you don't have to tell everybody your business. The glory to come and wash things away and move things. And so I think it's a good place to start there in John 17, the high priestly prayer of Jesus, as we talk about getting you ready to walk in the supernatural. Yes, sir. And you need to write on your note, I'm ready to walk in the supernatural. Amen. Write that in your note. I'm ready to walk in the supernatural. Just tell me, man of God, some way to do it, I'll do it. It's of God. Now notice in there, Jesus praying, Jesus' secret weapon that the disciple didn't know about was in the third realm of the supernatural, the glory. I believe it's the final realm. Uh-huh. And the disciples saw him working in faith, and they saw him working in the anointing, but they couldn't quite catch on. You know, they saw his prayer life. They couldn't quite catch on how he was receiving so many manifestations, but he was operating with a secret weapon. Now, he wasn't hiding it from them, but when you're dull of understanding and dull of training, you don't get it. You don't get it. You got to be open. You don't get it. If you think you already have it, you don't get it. Are you following me? But Jesus had the weapon. Jesus said, my Father doing this. I'm not doing this. And see, that's why the ego got to die. Now, I say God used dead men and women. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And they got to go deeper and deeper in the grave. How God going to use you, the deeper you got to go in the grave. Right. Yeah. Yeah, you almost got to hide yourself for God to use you. Yes, sir. Wow. See. Yeah. Every time. It's like when I complimented the choir this morning, they should have died some more. Yeah. Every time you get a compliment in the spirit, you need to die some more. God is in it. When God, you get a compliment in the spirit, God is in the process of killing you.
Yes, sir.
Taking you deeper. Wow. He's getting that outer man straight so that outer man won't, that flesh,
yes, sir,
won't get in your way no more.
Yes, sir.
In fear, weakness, and trembling. Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
Wow.
So the glory within and the glory upon. The manifested presence of God is within me. And if I yield proper to the God that's in me, the manifested presence of the God who on the outside of me comes.
Uh-huh.
To help me. And the two meet, the glory within and the glory upon. Same with anointing, you see. We have to understand that. Now we say the glory is the manifested presence of God. All that God is, all that God has, all that God can do. Well, this is a new meal to the church, the Western church. The Western church is full of men's strategy, full of proud people, and God calling for humble people. I'm trying to break every preacher's leg, back, and neck that I'm over. And I challenge them sometimes just to hit them because I know what's in them. And so here, Jesus praying, he's about to leave, and now he want to reveal his secret. I'll show you two times he revealed his secret. Here in John 17, 22, he says, and the glory which thou givest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. So here now, this glory is real significant. Because if this glory make me one with Jesus and one with the Father, I want to know something about it. You see what I'm saying? Now, the church, we're going to find out tonight, the church was birthed in the supernatural. The church is a supernatural baby. And the church, if she's birthed in the supernatural, the church must mature.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, y'all wrong.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The church must mature in the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
Because Satan always try to kill you at your infancy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Pornography. He catch young children before they reach the age of accountability, and he try to kill them at the early stage. He tried to kill Jesus before he was 2 years old. He tried to kill He knew who Moses was. Yeah. Satan knew who Moses. He tried to kill Moses. He knew who I was. He tried to kill me at the age of about 23. Because at 25, he knew I was going to be saved and called to preach. He tried to kill me more than one time. I don't know what the other age was, but I was pushing a lawnmower barefooted, and something hit my foot. And then it was back in the days of the 70s and the 80s, where doctors, they just sew you up, you know. And I got low sick, high fever, and couldn't breathe, and they rushed me to this old doctor. And what he had done, sewed it up. And so they took me to the hospital, they took x-ray, and it was turning blue, and there was a rusty piece of wire in my left foot. And it was there to kill me, but God saved me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, thank God for it. Yeah. Yeah. He tried to wipe you out in your infancy. And the church has been so bogged down in program until she lacked power. Now here Jesus prayed. This glory must be important. He prayed that they have the same glory. Because I'm assigning them to do the same work. And the work that the kingdom has to do, it has to be within the context of the glory of God. Because, you know, we can do so much, but there are times God just got to come and wipe this thing out and finish it. We appoint us. But he'll come and finish it. Now, on the same hand, turn to Matthew 17. Matthew 17. On the same hand. And you'll see another aspect of the glory. Another aspect of the glory. Now, if you never exposed to the real glory, you're going to be waking with fake stuff. There are a lot of pretenders that they have it, but the only problem is they don't have no evidence. We've seen... Not only that by me and my hand only, but we've seen four people raised from the dead. I think a lot of saints gone home early because we didn't know what to do. Now, I understand. You listening to me? I understand that you have to have some availability of the power gifts to raise a person from the dead. The power gifts, special faith. They call it faith, but... We've come to agree in the prophetic realm that is special faith and working of miracles. Yes, sir. See, that's miracle, but then in that gift, it's called about working of miracles. Yeah. And the gifts of healing. Because if you raise them up from the dead, if they're sick, they're going to die again. Yeah. So the gifts of healing got to be functioning to get that sickness out. Yes, supernaturally. Right. Everybody say supernaturally. Supernatural. Now, everything you need, everything you desire, every dream you have, every breakthrough you need is in the realm of the supernatural. Every circumstance, every opposition, every attack is finished in the realm of the supernatural. And the glory, faith, the anointing, and the glory. And you have to know how to make the transition. That's been our problem. Make the transition from the anointing to the glory, from man to God. Yes, from man to God. Yeah. There are times that you have to understand how to do that. Now, Jesus exposed the disciples to something they had not seen. And so they go up on the mountain in Matthew 17. And after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringing them up into a high mountain apart. Oh, my goodness. In this meeting, God want to take us to the high mountain apart so he can show us some things. Things that we have not seen. Things that we have not experienced. Things that we have not heard. Places we've never been. See? See, and the reason they had to take them there because everybody can't handle it. Good Baptist and Catholic girls sitting in here and just stuck in the Baptist, stuck in the Catholic, I'd be preaching puzzle to them. I've talked to good Catholic people. I was a Catholic boy myself. And you trying to tell them a revelation, duh. Yeah. They look at you, this don't exist. The priest never said that. Well, the priest don't know. Pope either. They don't know that. I mean, just because you got high places don't mean you got a revelation. Sometimes the old boy back there on the headland will do a better job than some of these people that got out there. Oh, yes. Sometimes the old boy know the secret. He come out there, hey, John the Baptist, you see. Oh, they had other guys out there, but John the Baptist come out the wilderness. Wasn't even dressed right. But he had the right message. Organized religion had no respect for him because he wasn't of them. Hey, hallelujah. So you've read this before, but now by understanding the glory. But now we're going to see the glory come from the inside and make a transformation on the outside. I pray that I may say something tonight, may transform your life, that the Spirit of God may say something through me, because it don't take them on one word. And I feel a atmosphere for supernatural things to happen. Hallelujah. Now, my dad, I tell you, when he was preaching, he wouldn't look at them on one or two persons. So you better kind of get yourself focused. I won't even look at you. You better act like you're hungry and act like you're paying attention. I noticed what he did. Now, he would look at me so much that they try to talk to him. Say, why are you standing over Thompson so much? Well, I was zooming in on him. I want to learn something. Yes, sir. I caught it too, brother. Yeah, if you pay attention, you catch it. You catch it. You think a person just up here talking. No. Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to hold on now. My goodness. I believe I want to shout right now. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. The presence of God in his place. The presence of the Lord is here. I could feel him in the very atmosphere. Your miracle come tonight. Your healing come tonight. Your deliverance come tonight. Your breakthrough come tonight. Yes. It come tonight. Come tonight. Tell somebody, I get mine tonight. Tell them all of it. All of it. Everything I need, I'll get it tonight. I'm ready for it. Tell them I'm ready. I'm ready. Tell them I'm ready for it. Hey! You walk in the atmosphere, you know it's ready to go. See, I've been in the atmosphere. That's why in the 63rd Psalm, the psalmist pray, let me see your power in the sanctuary as I've seen it before. I've been here before. I've seen this before. I've seen people hungry. I've seen people ready. And I know what the result is. Oh, yeah, I've seen this before. I've been here before. I already know what's going to happen here tonight. Shackles going to fall. Chain going to break. Walls going to crumble. Deliverance will come. I already seen this before. I've been here before. I've seen God's power move through the sanctuary. Hallelujah. Now notice here in the 17th chapter of Matthew, you can settle down. And after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, and his brother, and bringing them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. Here's a $1,000 check. And was transfigured, and that's my secretary, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine. Now notice that, I want you to remember that thought. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. What happened there? The glory came on the outside. See, the glory on the inside came on the outside. He was exposing them to another level. He was exposing them to another realm. I'm about to leave you, but you're going to need to operate in this realm if you're going to keep up the momentum that I've set for you. The church lost her momentum somewhere. She got in religion, she got in tradition, she got in denomination and lost that momentum. But he said to his disciples, I don't want the apostles, I don't want y'all to lose this momentum. Now I had Ko Salamansa. I tried to reveal it to you another way, but now I'm gonna have to show it to you. Actually, he did what Moses asked. Jesus showed the disciples the glory. You got that? See, in the 33rd chapter of Exodus, Moses asked the Lord to show me the glory. Well, Jesus unfolded the glory up on that mountain and showed it to him. See, the glory has always, you listening? Always has evidence. The glory always overrides satanic forces. Satan been having a hallelujah time in the church because we're not meeting him with the right force. You know, you got 90% of the church sick. The other 90% broke. That ain't all glory. Shouting and running. You're running fast because your pocket light. Two other men knew about the glory. Showed up. In the third verse. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah, talking with him. Two other men who understood the glory. Elijah, he understood the glory. He called fire down from heaven. Moses saw a bush that wouldn't burn out. So now you got three men who know how to walk in the glory. And the disciples, they got, and I'm not going to read all this, but they got so excited because they didn't know what to say or what to do. They won't bring it back to the physical. They won't build a tabernacle. You can't lock the glory up in no tabernacle. The glory got to flow and flourish where God wanted to go. So there, the transfiguration, God spoke to him. The transfiguration is God showing. Turn to Isaiah chapter 60. Yeah, I'll do it, Lord. Sure will. I sure do it. Isaiah chapter 60. Now, I think, we'll see it. Are you ready to walk in the supernatural? Yes, that's another dimension for you. And you'll be able to clear some things up. All rashes must leave. That's what I heard. I don't care what the rash is, it's going tonight. All rashes, all discoloration. All mispigmentation, leave tonight in Jesus' name. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what the medicine said. I don't care what your neighbor said. The glory said all rashes, psoriasis. My mama had that. I didn't know what to do. But a scale was like on our skin because she used to itch and scratch. All that leave tonight. I couldn't do nothing for her, but I can do something for you. Yeah. Glory to God. Hey! Yeah. Now notice, now Jesus revealed the glory from within. Notice Isaiah 60 now. Because the world is in darkness. The church is in darkness. Unless we know how to operate and function in the glory. Now watch what it says. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen. Come on now. What Jesus said in Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. Well, we in there. We in there. Boy, that's. That you don't need no revelation for that. That's right. That's here, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Right.
Yeah, when politicians legalize what God says is wrong. They're making laws in the land to legalize what God says is wrong.
Yes, sir.
That's dark, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
When people believe in the flag of the United States of America more than they believe in the Bible. They take their head off and put their hand over their chest for the flag, but you come with a Bible, they look at you like you're crazy. Are you following me? And so he said, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth in gross darkness, the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory, she is belonging to him, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. See, the Lord and glory seem like they're synonymous. Seem like when the Lord show up, the glory come with him, because the glory is him. Are you seeing that? So now, one of the greatest smuggling of a robbery, the Bible says, for this purpose the Son of God come that he might was manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. And the Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, healing all who was oppressed of the devil. So one of the greatest smuggling factor of the believer and of the church and of ministerial group, the smuggling factor is that Satan put a veil over the glory. Now, Adam was clothed with glory. So he never was sick, never was broke. He just was in dominion. Satan came to Adam as the second God because he tried to override the first God. And God kicked him out. So he was looking for some dominion. So he came to the man who was in the likeness and the image of God, and he got him. And that's why Adam lost his authority. Now, if you understand the preaching properly, that day has come that you're going to be clothed with God's glory. But you're going to have revelation of his glory, and you're going to wear his glory as a garment. Then sickness and disease and lack and limitation and ruin and the gross darkness won't be able to touch you. That's what he's talking about in Isaiah. They'll come to your light. They'll come to your revelation. They'll come to your peace. They'll come to your joy. They'll come to your victory. See? Because you're now an uncle and sister now. You've learned how to walk in the glory world. Glory all around you. All around your house. All around your car. All around your children. All around your job. Because you there. Hallelujah. Everybody say glory three times.
Glory, glory, glory.
We're calling on the glory of God. Because God wants us to enter into his glory tonight. Like never before. We want to see manifestation and revelation. And oh my goodness, God. God, we just let him out tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians. We'll just go. I'll give you some principles in a few minutes. I did the same thing this morning. If you wasn't here this morning, get a hold of that. You need to get a hold of that. I say you need to get a hold of that. Spirit of God was moving. My goodness. God bless. In a hurry. Glory to God. Now, I was reading the Bible, and the Lord showed me this. Now, I'm studying under the apostles, but the Lord showed me some things as I go because I'm hungry. And I was reading this. I said, let me read up a little further here. Here in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, on the top of my little Bible, it got the glory of the Lord. That's what it got on top of my little Bible. The glory, you know that it got, might have some writing up there? It got the glory of the Lord. But I want to show you something. If you don't know about the glory, you're not an able minister. In this very chapter, he made us able ministers. Because you have to know about the glory. You have to know about God in that matter. But that's another story. I want to start somewhere here. Goodness, the seventh verse. But if the ministration of death, written and engraved in stone, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfast behold the face of Moses, for the glory on his continent, what's glory was to be done away. Now, we're coming to the conclusion that we, the church, live in a greater dimension of glory than Moses. And Moses had the Red Sea open up. Moses stood before Pharaoh and told him, this is going to happen to you. Because he trusted God, you see. And you mean to tell me now we're about to find out that the glory that Moses was operating in, I, as a born-again, spirit-filled child of God, have more authority than Moses had? Where have I been? What have I been doing? Singing and talking, but not operating. You have to know what you have before you can use it. I say you have to know what you have. Woo, I felt that. Before you can use it. I said you have to know what you have before you can use it. Now the Bible is going to prove that Satan put the veil over the glory. That's why we're void of miracles. Void of supernatural healing. Void of signs and wonders in the church at large. And we know that. We know. I mean, the Western church is, I mean, you can't hardly find a miracle. You find them faking them and trying to make them. You know, you got these people on TV lying, talking about they got $6,000, $600,000, and you know that the minister just got them talking, telling all these testimonies. Them many people lying, they ain't getting all that. Sound good. I'm good. It ain't exciting me. I'm from Missouri. Hallelujah. Now pay close attention as we read the word. I'll give you some principles in a few minutes. But there's an order, there's a rhythm, and there's a flow to the supernatural. That's an order. See, that's why the Bible said die of the kingdom, the power, and the glory. See, kingdom mean government, power mean ability, and glory mean God himself. So if you don't get in choirs too and praises, there's an order, there's a rhythm, and there's a flow in the spirit. You're getting, then manifestation start coming. Are you listening to me? Now notice that seventh verse, he said that, you know, underline your Bible, what's glory was to be done away. It was a temporary glory. But mighty good, though it's powerful. The things that happened, I mean, you read anything about Moses leading the children of Israel, 3 million people? See, he brought them out with silver and gold. There was one feeble point among them. Pretty good glory there, partner. I mean, if he can do that with 3 million people, we got 300 in the church and 274 sick. Come on now, I'm telling the truth. Got some kind of disability, some kind of problem. Some got crazy husband, some got crazy wives, just can't get nothing straight. And but Moses led 300 people out, 3 million people out. None of them wasn't broke, none of them had limitations. None of them. Why? They started walking in supernatural favor. Are you ready to walk in your already provided supernatural financial favor? Well, start acting like you got money. Stop trying to hide them few dollars. Forget about Social Security. Forget about that little saving account. Have money where you can sow and spend. The more you sow, the more you spend. The more you sow, the more you spend, the more you win. I pronounce, here's a $500 check, I pronounce supernatural financial favor over every person under the sound of my voice. I'm just in me, you know. Money gonna come from unseen places. Hey! You can't walk around with the glory broke. Broke glory. How that sound? Don't even sound right. Broke glory. No. Broke. I can't get it. Glory. No. I don't have enough glory. No. No, it don't work. I don't know. I'm barely making it. Check to check. Glory. No, that's not glory. Check your head. No. That's not glory. That's not glory. You must understand in meeting like this now, you must understand mantles and impartation is being released. You know, they told me about a boy, he might be listening, trying to write a book about prosperity, and he broke. Don't write a prosperity book. Write a book, Help Me, Lord. Yeah. Now, everybody could identify with that, you see.
Yes,
and you might sell that book, Help Me, Lord. We all need help.
Yes, sir.
But don't try to write something out of your league.
Yes.
It's not going to make it happen because you wrote it.
Yes.
I see these guys, they try to skip around. They don't want to talk to somebody who's going to tell them.
Yeah.
They be trying to ease around, but they don't know. LTMA, you can't get, you're not going to break our rank,
right. That's right.
Because we're not in competition.
Right.
We're not networking. We're not trying to find somewhere to preach and, you know, holding hand. Come on, man, let's work this out. I ain't got no business bringing you to my church anyway if you ain't got no special message. You going to preach the same thing I preach? I don't need you in my pulpit. I could have preached that myself. You gonna rehearse what I preached last month? Don't shout me down. I just left the house. Don't shout me down. Hallelujah. Now notice this. Notice, we got to get this veil off. If we can get this veil off tonight, boy, you will soar above the eagles. Understand, he'd been putting his veil. I had to work on it. I don't have one more night. Let me work on it. Here. The eighth verse. How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? Mm-hmm. How shall not? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory.
Yeah.
See, now he's talking about before Jesus said it's finished.
Yeah.
Everything else, no matter how spectacular or supernatural it looked, it was coming up to that final pause that I might know him. And the final power, the power of his resurrection. No other greater power going to come. And it's working on a brand new glory. Dan Brown said, Papa got a brand new bag. The church coming into a brand new glory. And I'm not talking about a pulpit glory. I'm talking about a believer's glory. I'm talking about a glory of work on your back porch.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You learn to give thanksgiving, learn to give praise, and learn to give glory to God and lift your hand at your house and know how to stay there long enough. He's coming. I said he's coming. And he never come empty-handed. See, that's why we got to remove fake praise. Fake worship, feeling praise, feeling worship. No, we got to do it by faith. Well, check that rash. If you need to go to the restroom, check it. It's gone. He just in the middle of myself, he told me about rashes. Now notice, we're going to see some very important thing here. Verse 9 said, for if the ministration of condemnation be glory, in other words, had God back up, much more does the ministration of righteousness, now notice this statement now, exceed in glory.
Yeah.
Exceed in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by reason of the glory that excel it. He's working on something here, Paul. For if that which is done away which was glorious, much more that which remained is glorious. Seeing that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech and not as Moses which put a veil over his face. And you remember what happened when Jesus died? That veil was cut in two. Now, that brings me to something else. That brings me to something else. To analogize, if that's such a word, yeah, or to bring into analogy, the outer court,
yeah,
the inner court,
yeah,
and the holiest of holies.
Yeah.
That's three dimensions.
Yeah.
The outer court in the Old Testament, that's what it did. The outer court, the inner court, and the holiest of holies.
Yeah.
Well, thanksgiving,
yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Praise,
yeah,
you're in the inner court.
You're
in the Holy of Holies when you get to the glory. Thanksgiving,
yeah,
praise,
praise,
and you enter into the Holies of Holies.
Yeah.
You didn't get it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Outer court, yeah, inner court, the Holy of Holies.
Yes,
only the priest could go in then.
Yes, sir.
But when Jesus cut it,
yes,
thanksgiving,
yes,
praise,
yes,
and worship,
yes,
into the glory. Now the problem is, and you have to pray for me here. The problem is, most priests still on the outside,
yes, sir,
and haven't entered the glory because they think the veil's still up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is finished.
Finished.
Say it.
It is finished.
What? Everything.
Everything.
All the Old Testament talk about. All Isaiah did.
Yes,
all Isaiah prophesied. All Ezekiel prophesied. It's finished. We're living in the dispensation of grace,
yeah,
the dispensation of living in glory.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Wow. Yes, sir. Hallelujah! I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You still with me?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah! How long?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, how long? How long? Let me see now. Praise God. Now notice. Verse 14, but their mind was blinded. But their mind was blinded. But their mind was blinded. I'm stuck. But their mind was blinded. You know out there they're singing them funk songs and all them other kind of songs? They just keep saying the same thing. The people get so happy. I said, man, they ought to say something else. They're just saying the same thing. But their mind was blinded, for until this day remained the same veil, untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ.
In Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
I once was blind,
yes,
but I'm talking spiritually now,
yes,
but now I see.
Yes,
I've moved from 1 Corinthians 2:9 to 1 Corinthians 2:10. 2:9 says, eyes have not seen, ear not a ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man,
yeah,
the thing that God had prepared for them that love him. But then you get over in the 10th verse, he said,
but God
has revealed them unto us. Yeah, the deeper things of God.
Yeah.
That's where we got to go.
Yeah.
We got to go deeper.
Yeah.
In the deep.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm trying to work something here. Nevertheless, verse 16, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. That's where we are right now. Now the Lord is that Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 17. And where the Spirit of the Lord is. Now, that's John 8:32. That's John 8:32. And you shall know the truth. It'll make you what?
Free.
Notice what he said. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there are miracles, signs, and wonders. There are breakthroughs without touching the wall. Because there's a break ahead of you when you understand the thing, the divine thing of God. Now, we're headed to verse 18. This is how we should be living. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image. It didn't say from glory to troubles, my brother. It didn't say from glory to sickness. It didn't say from glory to lack. It said from glory to glory, even as by the same Spirit of the Lord. You got that?
Yeah.
Now, so I said the supernatural established the order, the rhythm, and the flow of God's life in us. What is sickness? It is an interruption of God's life in you. Wow. Write that down. Put that in your spirit. So just cuss it every time. Just cuss it every time you think about it. This is, you are interruption.
Yeah.
I curse you in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Leave my body.
Yeah.
See? The goal of the enemy is to stop the flow of the supernatural in you. You heard that?
Yeah.
The goal, if he can get that stopped, and he did a pretty good job, because God's going to reveal to us in a few minutes that the church was birthed by the supernatural.
Yeah.
Sign, if the people who were believers went to a church that didn't have no signs and wonders, they put up two fingers. As Baptists, you know. I ain't going to the restroom. I ain't coming back. And nothing happening here. No, believers wouldn't go to a church if there wasn't nothing happening. Even this, they laid money at the apostles' feet. Even God worked this thing. And he give me money coming, then he give me show me thy glory. All of it tying in together. And it get a money flow going that you'll never be broke another day in your life. That's what this all about. You see these people coming up here, that's supernatural. It's supernatural for a woman just to get up here and come bring a $1,000 check. Just supernatural. Man, one of the old preachers said, they said, what is this, Reverend? You know, they never seen that before. But it's supernatural.
Yes,
people believe in God.
Yes, sir.
So he says, here you understand this. One of the greatest dangers in the church is forgetting or denying our rich spiritual heritage, which is the supernatural, miracle-working power of Almighty God that gave birth to the church. Open your Bible now to Acts chapter 2. Open your Bible to Acts chapter 2. This is supernatural. And you see, the flesh can't understand the supernatural. See, the flesh, that's why God was testing you. Why you can't understand? Why that woman come so that on that? See, now the flesh, you're sitting there because you're foul clothes.
Yeah.
When somebody talk about prosperity,
yeah.
They talk about money, you close your foul.
Yeah.
You really don't supposed to be living by labor. You're supposed to be living by favor.
Yeah.
Labor, sweat, favor, air conditioned.
Yeah.
Sweatless.
Yeah.
Sweatless. Now they said when my wife and I were going on this trip and the RV broke down and we had a new RV, and then I went on with the boys and caught a ride with my son hitchhiking. The son pulled the ride with the father. I'm hitchhiking. We get up there and my daughter-in-law said, I'm tired of possibly being vexed with this thing. She looked because she know I'll move. She looking on I got a new one broke down. We're going on our trip. I bought another new one to drive back. Now somebody said, that don't make sense. Exactly. It don't make sense. It's supernatural. God permitted that one to break down because now the one my wife and I have, this really is the one we wanted. Now we had one like that before, but the first one came out on the assembly line and it was vexing, you know, all this stuff wasn't working. Now they got all the bugs out and God give us another one. But you see, when you tell a story like this, you can locate people.
Yeah.
They don't shout too loud. They don't understand God is displaying his glory right before them. This is how it works. There's no limit. This is how it works. But there has to be consistent, I'm working on something else now, consistent sowing.
Yes,
without twisting your arm.
Yes, sir.
I got this thing. You got to come to the point, I got this. And don't let that hunk of flesh keep you from doing what you need to do. Oh, my, my. Acts 2. Turn to Acts 2. Yeah, that's right. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory. Hey! Y'all better not start nothing up in here. Glory. Unveil.
Unveil.
I see.
Scales have fallen.
I can't be defeated.
Sickness can't control me.
I have no more limitations. My breakthrough
has come
tonight
from my Father.
He is the Father of glory.
Hallelujah.
Pretty good. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and give God praise. Lift your hand and give God praise. God, dog, man. I see some of y'all in. How many times? Lift your hand and give. What? Lift your hand and give God. Hey! Hallelujah. Hey! Hallelujah. Hey! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. What? My wife. The glory is settling. The glory is settling. The glory is coming from within, and the glory is coming on this house. Everything you need is in this house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm preaching myself happy, boy. Glory to God. I told you the Lord, you got to understand the Lord, way the Lord speak.
Yeah.
But he says there's no more disturbing value among you. In other words, there's nothing can disturb you anymore because you just move beyond. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Satan knows you packing. So just like when the death angel was flying, he was flying, but he wasn't stupid. When he saw that blood, that's why your life coming right now. The revelation that's gone in your spirit. Ha, 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 ha. What you laughing at? I'm laughing at the devil thought he had me, but he never should have let me come to church. I got my breakthrough tonight. I know God working on my case tonight. Ha ha. Hallelujah. 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 Look at about 4 or 5 people, tell them, I got it. I got it. Good God Almighty. I got it. I got it. I got it. Thank God I got it. I got it. Thank God I got it. Hey, I got it. Wow, I got it. I got it. I know what that is. I know what that is. I got it. That's the Holy Ghost. I got it. Come on, come on. What, oh, y'all get on up here. What I'm saying is that. I got it. Come on. Tell 5 more people I got it. Tell them I got it. I got that. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it. I got it. Hey, I got it. 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 I got that. I got it. I got it. I got it. Hallelujah. I got it. Tell somebody else, I got it. I'm talking out. I got it. I got my healing. Tell somebody, I got my healing. I got my deliverance. I got my victory. Tell them. Talk to somebody. Tell somebody you got it. Make it legal. Tell somebody, I got my healing. I got my blessing. I got my deliverance. I got it. The glory of God. I got it. Wow! The glory of God. I got it. Let's do it. I got it. I got it. Make it legal. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Make it legal. Testify to what the Lord have done for you tonight.
Hallelujah.
Check your body, check your back, check your knee, check your arm, check your leg. You don't have to fake nothing. This is real. This is of the Holy Ghost. You don't have to make nothing up. Check your body. Some things that happened to you in here. The glory of God is upon you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Precious quarter, precious Lord. Precious Lord, precious okay. It's okay, don't be ashamed to testify. No matter where that rash was, tell it, don't be ashamed. Tell it. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Go for it.
Come on, tell us what happened tonight.
I had a rash across my stomach. And then right here in my arm, it was real bad. And it was puffed up. My wife could tell you. This is gone. And I just went to the bathroom and looked. Only about 10 bumps was left.
My. Come on. Give God praise. Hallelujah.
I'm in the marching band at school. And so when I wear my drum, my strap's just on my shoulder. When I came in service today, my shoulder was in pain. I was just fresh out of practice when I got here. When we were just declaring that I got my healing, I have no more pain in my shoulder.
No more pain, come on. Glory to God, go with it.
6 months ago, I had a car accident. And after the accident, I had pain from the lower back all the way down my leg. The pain would come and go. The past 4 days, the pain been so bad to where the more I walked, the more I had pain, the more I was limping. But today I have not been limping. I have not had any pain.
My.